I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week, three suicide bombers attacked Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. They killed 41 people and wounded 230. The bombers detonated in the highly populated airport terminals. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says
Turkey has always been a strategically located country. Historically, before modern Turkey, and of course now, it's east meets west. And for the last 100 years, approximately, Turkey has been a Muslim nation, but at the same time has operated on a somewhat secular basis on the level of government. Then it becomes a target, and of course it's right next door to Syria with all the conflict there.
So while the attacker's goal was to instill terror, we can still find hope in the promise of God's sovereignty. Would you join us in praying for Turkey? And for one of the poorest countries in Europe, greenhouses are an avenue to hope. Joseph Richter of Farms International says they distribute microloans in Moldova, allowing church members to kickstart sustainable business. Now, in Moldova, this often means they buy greenhouses. And this project, for a variety of reasons, increases the spread of the gospel. For example, some of the families have adopted children who then decide to follow Jesus. Richter says the commitment Christians have to spreading the gospel is encouraging. You can learn more when you read the full story at our website. You can also be praying for the Moldovan church to grow. And here's why.
People are looking for something hopeful because it's a very dire place to live and a very difficult place without hope and without the gospel. It's a very dark place.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.